And tomorrow marks the start of the Chinese New Year, and also a time when China's big cities feel empty. Hundreds of millions of workers who migrated there for work are returning home for the holiday. NPR's Rob Schmitz is still in Shanghai, where it really does sound quiet.
Any other time of the year, Shangping Lane bustles with life. But the Lunar New Year holiday is near. Half the city is left for their hometowns, and Shanghai has returned to the Shanghainese. The only vendor left in the alley sells calendars, but soon he'll pack up too. It's the time of year when Shangping Lane lives up to its name, Rising Peace. It'll soon be the year of the rooster, and Yuan Shuizhen is preparing chicken feet in her kitchen for the big meal. The 85-year-old retreats outside and plops down on a chair along the side of the alley, chatting with friends.
All of the outsiders have left for home. It's much quieter this time of year, less crazy.
Her two friends nod. The three grannies go through a list of food they'll make for their families. Beef, fish, dumplings, hot pot. After a meal with family, they'll go to the Buddhist temple to pray and burn incense.
When I was young, we'd go to the cemetery to worship our ancestors. And then we'd cook one pot of rice, serve it in small bowls, and we'd eat it for the next 5 days. Now we cook meals every single day. Life has improved.
Yuan's friend Ni Jindi agrees, but the 94-year-old still grumbles about her grandchildren. They're all working professionals, and they rarely have time to visit their grandmother here in the lane. This is the only time of year she gets to spend time with them and her great-grandchildren.
They're leaving on the third day of the holiday to go travel somewhere. I don't know exactly where they're going. I'm too old. I'll stay here.
She'll have company. Her two friends are great-grandmothers, too, and their families will also fly somewhere exotic after the first of the year. With their families gone and the holiday setting in, Rising Peace Lane will grow even quieter, with just the chatter of three grannies sharing memories of family. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Shanghai.